With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. World War II veterans join heads of state and others for poignant ceremonies on the beaches of Normandy to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. President Biden said this is a day not only to remember those U.S. soldiers who participated in the invasion, but to those who supported them back home.
Millions back home did their part as well. From coast to coast, Americans found countless ways to pitch in. They understood our democracy is only as strong as all of us make it together.
In addition to Mr. Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron and other leaders paid their respects to the dead and the living in moving tributes. Also on SRNews.com, Hunter Biden's criminal trial has resumed this morning. Jurors getting a look at the .38 caliber Colt revolver he bought back in October 2018. Federal prosecutors have argued the younger Biden was in the throes of a heavy crack addiction when he bought the gun. They've accused him of lying on the form. A new Georgia poll shows Donald Trump leading President Biden by 5 points.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Boeing space capsule has sprung more helium leaks as it closes in on the International Space Station. Boeing and NASA continue to press ahead for a docking with the space station. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 29 points at 38,836. The Nasdaq is up by 10.5. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention condemns in vitro fertilization.
The nation's largest Protestant denomination says the procedure is immoral and Christians should oppose it. Many pro-life advocates already do because IVF involves the creation of multiple embryos, many of whom are destroyed in the process. Others may be frozen for long periods of time and then destroyed. The Catholic Church is also opposed to IVF and recently reminded everyone of that fact. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has sued Planned Parenthood, sought to force clinics that provide sex change operations to hand over their records, and pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. Now his reelection effort is drawing millions in outside money from major liberal and conservative donors. This is SRN News. GOP Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is threatening to issue a subpoena to force former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki to testify before Congress about President Biden's withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan in 2021.
McCaul chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He sent a letter to Psaki's attorney dated Wednesday, noting she did not respond to earlier requests to testify before the committee, calling it, quote, an affront to this committee and the U.S. House of Representatives. In the letter, McCaul drew references to a recent book called Say More that Psaki published about her time working for President Biden. He says, quote, Ms. Psaki is a private citizen who has published her insight into the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan for public consumption and personal profit. Ms. Psaki's duty to appear before Congress is manifest, and her former employee's desire to avoid congressional oversight is not relevant. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Once again, on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 39 points. The Nasdaq is up by 3. More details at srnnews.com.